Hey, how's it going? This is Mark Sievercrop again with the Real World Networking Podcast. And today I want to share with you what coaching soccer has taught me about connecting. And I don't think you'll guess what it is. It's pretty cool though. But before we do, I want to ask you a couple questions. So have you ever found yourself when you're thinking about having a conversation with somebody that you don't know, that first conversation, that initial conversation, have you ever thought these thoughts? Have you ever thought, I'm afraid I'm going to look stupid. I'm afraid I'm going to come across as a jerk or self-serving. You know, I literally shake when I think about meeting people, or meeting new people leaves me feeling awkward, exhausted, and terrified. Or have you ever thought when you're at a networking event or a networking or a conference, you know, I'm just going to go hide in my car and eat my lunch so no one talks to me. You know, or have you ever thought to yourself that you've developed a degree of cynicism about networking, that you just don't want people to think that you're trying to set yourself up for some sort of ask in the future? If you have ever thought any of those thoughts, I have an announcement coming up in the next couple weeks that is for you. I am going to help you overcome those thoughts and get over those fears so that you can take your relationship building to the next level and take your career and your business to the next level because of it. Because we all know that it's the relationships that make your business and your career move forward and allows you to accomplish the goals that you want in life. So if that is something that you're interested in, if that's something that resonates with you, those thoughts, and wanting to get rid of those thoughts, I want you to do something really quick for me. I want you to open up your email and I want you to send me a blank email. Send it to mark@sievercrop.com. And in the subject line, just put, tell me more. And when this comes out, you will be the first one to know. And there might even be some rewards for being interested in and letting me know that you're interested in that. So again, send a blank email to mark@sievercrop.com and just put in the subject, tell me more. And I will let you know what's coming up very, very shortly. But today, I want to talk about something that I absolutely love. Two things that I absolutely love. I want to talk about connecting with people, and I also want to talk about soccer. I love soccer. Seriously, I so love soccer. I played soccer through my childhood. I've coached soccer since I was 16 years old, and I spent 10 years refereeing soccer. I just love the game. You know, it's often called the beautiful game. And let me tell you, if you have ever watched a good soccer game, or if you've ever gone to a game live in Europe or in Seattle, Washington, I can't say anything for the rest of the country, but in Seattle, Washington, they go crazy. And you'll know why they call it the beautiful game. Soccer games, unlike how many people characterize them, are far from boring. You spend the entire game standing up. You're chanting, you're cheering, you're yelling, you're screaming, you're high-fiving each other, you're, you know, in despair when something goes wrong. It's amazing being at a soccer game, a live soccer game, a live professional soccer game. It's just unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. There's nothing else like it. Now, also, I currently coach my daughter Brooklyn's team, her soccer team. Now, Brooklyn's six, and when the kids are 5 to 7 years old, soccer really isn't that beautiful. I mean, there's three people on the side, the coaches can stand on the field, and we're just kind of trying to get them all, you know, it's this jumbled mess of trying to get them, all the kids on your team, to go the same way at the same time, and oh, by the way, take the ball with him. And this is in between, you know, waving the mom as they're going by, hi mom, and hugging their friend that's on the other team, and picking up leaves and throwing them in the air. It really is something, but I don't know that beautiful is what I would call it. But before we start each game, before we start the game, I ask the kids two questions every single time. The first question I ask is, okay, which goal are we trying to score in? And when I ask that, they'll all go, that one! And they'll point to the one we're going to score in, sometimes. And the second question is, if the other team is kicking the ball off and we're receiving, I ask, what do we do when they kick the ball? And the answer to that is, go get it. You know, at this age, it's just, okay, run at the ball as soon as it's kicked. And today I want to talk to you about that first question. Even though we're all facing towards one goal, invariably one of the three kids on the field will point to the goal behind them when I ask that question. And they'll say that one. And I'll have to say, no. We're going to this goal, this one in front of us. That's the way we're going. That's the way we kick the ball. And even once the game starts, I have to yell more than once through the game, literally several times during the game. No, wrong way. Turn around. Go the other way. And I have to do that over and over again. And I've learned that I can't take anything for granted with them at that age. I have to make sure that we are all going towards the same goal every single time we start the game or after we restart after a goal. Because if I don't, invariably, we'll end up scoring in the wrong goal. And you know what? At that age, you still give them a high five. You say, good shot. And then you say, by the way, we're going the other way. So let's do that next time. But you might be asking yourself, okay, well, that's great, Mark, but how does that apply to your networking efforts? Well, I'm glad you asked. See, the single most important thing you can do to make sure that a conversation with someone you haven't yet met goes well is to make sure you know exactly which goal you're going towards. Or in other words, what is the goal for the potential relationship? And more specifically, what is the goal for this conversation? Why is that important? Because how are you going to accomplish your goal if you aren't crystal clear about what it is? For example, let's say you are going to a networking event and you know that a potential client will be there. Most of us would just say, well, he's a potential client. I just want to meet with him so I can follow up with him later. Well, okay, that's good. I mean, I guess you can call that a goal, but really it's kind of lame. I mean, really, you haven't put much thought into it. It's worth the time and effort to spend a few minutes thinking about why you want them as a client, how your product or service can help him solve his problems. And then with regards to the specific conversation, define exactly what you want the outcome to be. I mean, do you want him to place an order with you that night? Probably not, but you know, how will you know if you don't define the goal? Maybe you do want him to place an order. You know, do you want to invite him to lunch next week? Do you want to give him a product sample? Do you want to learn more about his business and the challenges he's facing? Or do you simply want to find out what he's interested in and passionate about so that you can develop the relationship going forward? Answering these questions allows you to prepare for the conversation. More importantly, it allows you to ensure that you accomplish the goal of the conversation. I mean, we've all probably been in conversations where it's like, I want to meet this person, and I want to do this, this, and this. I want to set up an appointment. And then we get to the end of the conversation, and it's like, well, big gulps, huh? See you later. You know, just like Dumb and Dumber. And you walk away, and you're like, oh, I was gonna set up a return appointment, and I forgot. If you don't have the goal, you won't accomplish it. You know, Earl Nightingale said, people with goals succeed because they know where they're going. And you know, nowhere is this more true than when it comes to having a first conversation with someone. Clearly defining what your goal or goals are for a conversation is like ensuring that you have the right map and know what your destination is on a trip. Knowing this one piece of information will affect every single aspect of your preparation for the conversation, as well as how you handle the conversation yourself. You got to know where the goal is. You got to know which way you're facing. I want you to give this a shot. I want you to try this. Think of a conversation you have coming up in the next week. Now, it could be a brand new person you haven't met before, or it could be somebody that you've talked to a million times. You can still practice this, even if it's somebody you know and you work with or you're friends with them or whatever it is. Spend 5 to 10 minutes thinking about why you're having the conversation and what your goal is going into that conversation. Ask yourself those questions. And I want to see how that affects how you have that conversation. If you will get into the habit of asking yourself what your goal is for a specific conversation or for a networking event or for a relationship, your relationship building will be much more effective and you will have more confidence going into conversations. And I found that's one of the biggest things is having that confidence. So I have a question for you. The question is, how will having a clearly defined goal for your conversations help you become better at building relationships? You can answer that in the comments over at the page for this podcast. It is sievercrop.com/coaching-soccer. And again, if you're interested in what I was talking about at the beginning, if you want to learn to get over those fears and those concerns of having conversations, send me a blank email, mark@sievercrop.com. Put in the subject line, tell me more, and I will let you know what I have coming up in the next couple weeks. And it's going to be awesome. Totally awesome. I'm super excited, super pumped about it. So thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you on the next episode of Real World Networking.